Each year, World Music Festival WOM Adelaide attracts a great range of musicians and artists from all parts of the world. But it also features a lot of great local artists, such as electronic producer Lonely Speck. Combining dreamy synths, emotive vocals, Lonely Speck is definitely one to watch this year. Lonely Speck, aka Sione, joins us now live in the studio. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Just a bit flustered from trying to get here on time.
It's okay. So being part of WOMAD, that's pretty great. There's a great range of local acts this year. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like I never would have expected this a few years ago, for example. Yeah.
Well, you released a fantastic EP about a year ago now, Lave.
Yeah, almost exactly like a year ago on the weekend.
Wow. So yeah, what does it feel like? Having that, done and. And what was that like around that time?
Yeah, that was really amazing. I think like I'd really been wanting to get it out because it felt like a long way ahead of what I'd previously done. I just kind of wanted to have that out there. Now I'm starting to feel like that about that EP already. So, yeah. But yeah, it's really good.
And so clearly that sort of inspired having you on WOMAD. How does that feel, having that work sort of get you into this this great opportunity?
Yeah, it's amazing that like... there were times I imagined, like, I think there used to be a thing where you could apply to go to potentially play at the Electro Lounge, and now, like, I was asked to do it and didn't even have to do anything like that, so that's pretty amazing.
And have you been working on new music?
Yeah, working on new stuff. I'll probably play some new tracks at WOMAD. Yeah.
And what was the recording process like when putting together Live?
Well, it's like I basically did it all in my bedroom. Yeah, just producing and recording everything myself. Yeah.
That's pretty common now, isn't it? The bedroom recording process, you can put together something almost studio quality.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can do, like, yeah, just with cheap stuff, like on your own.
And you're fairly well self-taught. Was it just like lots of tinkering and...
Yeah, I've been recording songs since I was about, like in some form, since I was about 17. And it's just been like cumulative, like knowledge over the years of working out how to do stuff myself. Yeah.
And do you collaborate much on that, or is it really just a sort of solo process?
It's a pretty solo thing. That was kind of the original idea behind Lonely Speck was just for my own solo stuff. And I think that pretty much remains the ethos behind it.
And do you go in... given that, writing a song, say, do you go in with a pretty strong concept of what it might sound like, or does it work with that tinkering?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. Like, I kind of know what I want to hear, but I kind of have to discover that as I'm making it. It goes in stages, I guess.
that's the process, is it? Mm. And do you feel like the songs are finished, or do they change when they're reproduced live?
I think they change a little bit. Yeah, I think maybe if I played with if I had a backing band or something, they would probably evolve a bit more. But it takes a bit of effort to kind of reproduce stuff. So things usually stay relatively the same unless I do a kind of big update or something.
I'm speaking with Sione, aka Lonely Speck, about their upcoming performance at WOM Adelaide. Now, your music conjures up some pretty strong emotions. Is it difficult to express that sort of vulnerability through music?
A little bit. Like, I kind of test myself a bit, like trying to go a little bit further than what I'm comfortable with, because I think that's like healthy in a way. But I think in some ways it's easier than being vulnerable in person. That might be why I like do it in song form.
Well, is that because obviously you can write those songs in your bedroom and sort of go, oh, this is a bit more expressive than I thought it might be. And then is it sometimes difficult when you get to the live bit of it and you're like, oh, I'm sort of bearing myself completely up here?
Yeah, I don't think about the lyrics and stuff too much while I'm playing the songs. But definitely in the lead up, I'm kind of thinking like, do I really want to sing this?
So what is a Lonely Speck show like?
Well, it's just me and I like play guitar live and kind of have the tracks going and stuff. For WOMAD, I'm going to have like hopefully some screens with video and stuff on them, which should be cool. I've never done that before. So
has that been a fun process to put that together?
Yeah, well, I'm using a couple of videos that I've made for tracks. So
Do you go into the songs too with some imagery around that, or has that been a whole new process re-listening and sort of wanting to like know what you want to express with the song image-wise?
I think it kind of comes while I'm writing it. Like I kind of visualize the imagery that I'm using in the lyrics and stuff like that. So in a lot of ways, it's just like kind of bringing that to life.
And what else have you got coming up this year? Wombat's obviously exciting, but what's for the rest of the year for you?
Well, a lot of it's pretty open. I know I'm working on new stuff and hopefully want to release something maybe like mid-year or something like that. It's very vague at the moment, but like, yeah, I'm in talks with some people about helping release it and stuff like that. So I think it'll be good.
So people can follow Lonely Speck on Facebook and all that to find out what when the new music comes out.
Yeah.
And yeah, look forward to having you play at WOMAD. Now we're going to play one of your songs off of Lave, All My Skin on the Air. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, this was the lead single of Lave. I don't know what to say. I think it very much represents that kind of vulnerability thing. Like at that time when I wrote it was something that I felt a little bit scared to write and kind of release, but I felt like I had to write it or else I couldn't really progress with my writing.
It was like a hump to get over almost.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a listen. Siani, thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And look forward to having you play at WOMAD. This is All My Skin on the Air from Lonely Speck.